I'll come to life when you need it. I'll take shape out of the air, filled with your irregular breathing, humid with your dried tears, empty with the silence in between the sounds. I come late at night from the dreams produced within your loneliness, and I stand beside you to make things right again. I know that I left you for too long. I know that you deserve more of my presence, of my heartbeat soothing the pace of your life when the outside noise is too loud for you to hear me, too unwelcoming for you to accept your own vulnerability. That's me, only able to be present when you show weakness, only able to comfort when you let yourself show trust. But when you need it the most, your trust will come, and I will close my heat and my whispers around you to let you know that you are loved and accepted. Who am I? Am I God? Love? I think I'm you. Well, I'm the part of you that loves you and knows you deserve to be loved no matter how much you can fight it sometimes. I also take this form of another human being's voice. Don't worry, none of this is complicated. I feel your inner will to heal from your pain, and I embody that will to make the worries in your nerves go away. Can I come closer to you? I want to put my arms around you and softly, gently stroke your hair. I want to put my lips on your forehead and entangle my fingers with yours. I want you to feel loved, not just through an abstract series of words, but with my physical being, laying my body next to yours to touch, to kiss the adrenaline out of your body. Breathe out and feel me press myself firmly against you. Lean on my shoulder all through the night if you need it. It's okay if you feel like crying or laughing or just holding me or whatever else you need. Let me look into your eyes. Stroke your arms. Kiss your mouth. Caress your back. And take your hands firmly in mine. And I tell you that you are worthy. You are deserving. And that no one has the right to tell you otherwise. Do you know the love others feel for you? Do you know the admiration, the will to connect, the affection they want to give you? How have you forgotten about all of this? No, it's okay. I'm not blaming you for it. But I need to remind you. Put your hands around my shoulders. Feel my fingers trailing up. Put your fingers in my hair. Feel my lips touch your ears. Feel my mouth whisper. My body leaning even closer. And my words speaking softly to you. I love you. I want nothing about you to change. This beautiful human being in front of me, with all their perceived flaws. This warm, loving body next to me, with all of its perceived weaknesses and imperfections. I will be gone soon. Well, this version of me. But you need to remember that I will stay here within you as long as you don't let me go in your memory. And if you need another reminder, you can always listen to this audio once again. Whenever you should find yourself forgetting what is true about you. Love yourself. Goodbye. This has been an audio by Vegetable Manager 45, uploaded to Pillow Talk Audio on Reddit. Hello, friends, new friends, old friends, I don't know who's listening. I always do a little postscript after all of my audios, wherever they are. It's a lot of not safe for work, but this is the safe workspace. I like making encouraging things, so I thought this would be fun to try some safer work scripts. There's beautiful scripts out there, and I started with a script of one of my earliest friends on Reddit, Bear on a Mountain. He's just like a good friend, and I love the work he does. It always feels intelligent and coming out of a raw place of a need to get those words out on the page, and I just love that. I love making that kind of thing. So yeah, that's what I'm doing here. I'm sitting peacefully in my new home office that I just was able to get put together, and it's a nice space. So this felt like a good audio to make in this space. This is the first audio coming out of this room. And I like that it's a positive audio that tells you to love yourself. As a neurodivergent person with very neurodivergent family members, sometimes it's easy to forget that our brain does what it wants. So sometimes you gotta seek the light where you can. All right, well, thanks for listening, and have a good rest of your day.